Hey, welcome. It's Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode is respect for people. So lean is all about practicing continuous improvement in order to let us do more good stuff for our customers, our clients, or whoever else we're serving, and doing it all with respect for people. So there's plenty on continuous improvement methods here and elsewhere. Let's talk for a moment about respect for people. What does this idea actually mean? Well, respect for people does not mean the sort of things people tend to go to when I bring the phrase up. Things like making sure that folks are paid on time or rewarded well or have a safe work environment. Thinking in terms of motivation hygiene theory, these are all hygiene factors. You don't get any credit for doing them right. It only keeps people from getting pissed off, injured, or walking off the job. They're causes for dissatisfaction if you don't get them right, but they won't actually help motivate people or drive continuous improvement. So how does one go about doing respect for people? Not just showing respect for people as a performative kind of thing, but doing it, and not just to provide a little dopamine squirt, but in a sustained, durable fashion. Well, I have four starting points for this. You got to make a plan for how to apply each of these and translate them into activities over time. As you'll see, this all has to start with leadership, and leadership is involved all the way through. If you don't get respect for people right, people won't bother. Respect for people is the difference between a management fad and a way of working and being. This is one big reason that lean efforts that are delegated or intended to operate within some group or individual's sphere of influence, and I hope you can hear the scare quotes on that one, they're pretty likely to fail. Okay, so these four things. One, respect people by developing their skills and giving them authority. You can help people notice and use the skills and authority they already have. And you can give them more skills and broader authority. Two, assume good faith. And if you can't assume good faith, act as if you could. Just fake it. If people are showing up and not doing their best, it's because you've messed up on those hygiene factors we just talked about. It's your problem to fix that, not theirs. Three, create space for people to share their ideas and their wisdom. Now, this one takes a lot of work. And it's in here that a lot of the methods and activities of continuous improvement occur. These are facilitated structures and patterns that you're using in order to help folks actually bring their wisdom forwards and act on it instead of swallowing it and being miserable, which is probably the default response inside your organization. And four, show them how their work helps fulfill the organization's purpose. Of course, to do that, they have to know what the organization's purpose is and how their work relates to it. So that's four starting points. Develop skills and authority. Assume good faith, create space, and organizational purpose. Now, the challenge is to take those four things and figure out how to make them happen all the time, over time. It takes practice. And that's it for today. Respect for people. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.